Guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. And Don, we saw kind of a quiet, two-sided, mostly lower grain trade here today.
Yeah, you know, I think it's, overnight, of course, we did have continued uneasy political wrangling between China and the U.S. China, you know, is saying forcefully that they're going to meet the Phase 1 agreement, although the trade's uncertain on that. So, you know, I think a little bit of that handcuffed us. Along with this time of year, you know, the crop in the ground, you start to move around the circle towards starting to look at what are the crop ratings going to be going forward. And, you know, I think we're kind of saying that the crop's in the ground for the most part. I know we've got some issues in your area up through there, parts of Dakota, parts of central Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, but you know, not enough to make a difference, I think, is the issue, Randy.
Well, we're looking at this market then coming back on Monday. What are we looking at?
Well, I think when you look at it historically, there's a little bit of a seasonal bias to leak lower again the day afterwards. So we'll see if that follows through. I think we're going to focus on over the weekend. I think it's going to be what happens with the U.S.-China talks. You know, that they'll be trading when we're not. So we're going to be focused on that. I think we're going to look at the weather forecast going forward to see what that looks like. And, you know, I think those are going to be the issues. And there's going to be a lot of talk around the government coronavirus assistance as that starts at the local FSA level on Tuesday.
Looking at a report come up here, the planting report here at the in June, we have soybean, corn usually. I think we probably got to throw PP into that this year too, don't we?
Yeah, you know, I think that's it. I think when we hit the June 30th acres report, it's going to be on everybody's radar that, you know, last year people wanted to plant, you know, what are the acres going to be? Last year people wanted to plant because the prices, you know, anticipating being higher, you know, much different environment. The government would send a signal to keep planting. This year, actually, Randy, people want to look at the prevent plant because they would rather hug the insurance rate, not confident that they can beat where the cost of production is. So much different. I think you're going to have that debate now as we're hitting these end of the planning dates here for people going into June 30th. So that's a good point.
Livestock side of things, kind of two-sided here today.
Well, you know, we've got the same thing in the livestock. We've got, you know, the cash cattle trading 120 this week, basically. It looks like we're going to trade 120 again next week. You've got the futures, a huge discount, you know, call it $22, $23 to discount futures to the cash. Cattle continue to back up huge, you know, 100, 150,000 head a week. Packers making $1,000 a head. Grocery stores, retail people are afraid the features too big because the profitability just isn't there, you know, going into a Memorial Day weekend either. So it's the same thing that we've had, tight supplies at the grocery level, too big of supplies at the feedlot level, euthanizing on the hogs, not on the cattle, but putting those out on pastures or to grow them out further. So, you know, it's that same thing that looks like it's going to be a slugfest going forward for a long time.
You see us working our way through it eventually?
I tell you, right now, the way it looks like on cattle, the way we're pushing them back, the weights are gaining, the feeders that we have outside the feedlot, it looks like it's going to be into the end of the year, maybe even into the beginning of next year before we can kind of work through this. Of course, a lot of this is going to be dependent on the capacity, slaughter capacity, but also on the demand. The hogs, the same thing, Randy. Unbelievable. Looks like now we're going to euthanize somewhere around 7.5, maybe even 10 million hogs. Think about it. That's a month's kill. So that one, it looks like it's working through it, but in a different way. We'll see how that goes.
Anything else we need to be talking about?
I think that's it. Just kind of keep your eye on the sky going forward on the grain markets.
Don Rose at U.S. Commodities.